For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon chose a monument to the space race manufacturing boon as a backdrop to sign into law a $1.7 billion tax incentive package to lure aerospace giant Boeing to the state. The governor endorsed the tax breaks for production of the company's 777X jetliner Tuesday morning at a bill signing ceremony at the James S. McDonnell Planetarium in St. Louis. More than 100 civic and business leaders joined Nixon hours before Boeing's self-imposed deadline for offers from eager local and state governments across the country. The presumed manufacturing site is on the edge of Lambert-St. Louis International Airport. The tax credits are worth up to $150 million annually over 23 years if Boeing meets its target of 8,000 new jobs. A veteran Missouri lawmaker is taking issue with the way Governor Jay Nixon wants to fund construction for a new state psychiatric hospital in Fulton. On Monday, Nixon announced plans to raise the money through an appropriations bond issue, which he says does not require a vote of the people. But House member and fellow Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia disagrees.
The first thing is, what is an appropriation bond? It's a creature that doesn't exist in our law. The Constitution of Missouri sets out a way for the state to borrow. And it includes allowing the people to make that decision, not the governor, not the legislature.
Earlier this year, Kelly and Republican House Speaker Tim Jones co-sponsored a measure that would have required voter approval for issuing more than $1 billion in bonds for numerous state building projects, and that included brand new facilities for Fulton State Hospital. Kelly says he plans to sponsor similar legislation during the 2014 regular session, which begins next month. The state of Missouri is awaiting a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on whether it can proceed with the execution of death row inmate Alan Nicholson. The Supreme Court said it will announce its decision on Nicholson's fate today. Nicholson had been scheduled to die by injection at 12:01 a.m. today for the 1994 murder of businessman Richard Drummond, who was shot to death after he stopped to help when a car carrying Nicholson and two others stalled in central Missouri. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay over concerns about Nicholson's legal representation. When the full appeals court refused to take up the case on Tuesday, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is picking up where it left off in clearing rock from barge channels in the Mississippi River. Since the 1920s, the Corps has periodically been tasked with removing sedimentary rock outcrops that formed during the last ice age. Starting today, a St. Louis company contracted by the Corps will begin crushing rock along two stretches of the river about 15 miles north of Cape Girardeau. Michael Rogers, project manager for the Corps' St. Louis district, says the Massman construction crew will be clearing a channel at least 9 feet deep and 300 feet wide.
You know, the contractor will be basically jumping around from point to point on the river to remove the most restrictive rock locations. Some locations there's 20 cubic yards in an area, and some there's a couple hundred.
Rogers says the project this winter is expected to relocate roughly 2,800 cubic yards of rock to deeper areas of the river. It is an extension of work that began last winter when the Middle Mississippi reached near record low levels after months of drought. Though barge loads were limited, the rock removal helped keep the river open to barge traffic. Great Circle was formed in 2009 by the merger of the Boys and Girls Town of Missouri and Edgewood Children's Center, two large organizations dedicated to helping children in need of treatment. KBIA's Daniel Shapiro takes a deeper look into an organization that services over 10,000 children in the state of Missouri each year.
In Columbia, Great Circle runs a small 6-acre campus that is one of seven spread across the state of Missouri. The organization services young people who have suffered from emotional disorders or abuse. 18-year-old Eric, whose last name was requested to be withheld by Great Circle to protect his livelihood, was adopted in the United States, hoping to get a fresh start to his life.
It was me and my siblings. Then we were taken to America from an orphanage by an American couple. And what we thought was going to be a fresh start to our life turned out to be one of the most awful experiences. And from there, hotline got called, and me and my siblings got split to different foster families.
Eric was eventually adopted by his foster parents. At the time, he was filled with aggression and began acting out so much that his family did not know what to do with him. In the end, they had him sent to Great Circle in St. James, Missouri when he was 11 years old. His mother eventually had him transferred to the Columbia campus to be closer to her home in Shelbyville, and by age 15, he was enrolled in Great Circle's Transitional Living Program.
TLP is a place where it teaches me how to live independent, how to do bills, get a job. And now, I'm going to be graduating in May, so main goals right now is to work on my grades, graduate, and just kind of get ready for my future, which I'm going to be joining AmeriCorps just to help people out.
The Transition Living Program is for young people who will not be reunited with their biological or adoptive families once they age out of the program. TLP teaches its participants to live independently in the community. During the program, they are placed in an off-campus apartment and taught to maintain it. Great Circle Director of Communications Marie McGeehan says that funds they receive from the state and outpatient services fulfill about 75% of necessary funds. McGeehan says that this prompts Great Circle to do fundraisers such as golf tournaments and Diamond Night.
So it's a great night of dinner and a silent auction and a live auction. An area jewelers donate items for a live auction. And the funds raised help the children in our care.
Eric spoke at the most recent Diamond Night, telling his story to the assembled audience. He compared his time spent with Great Circle to a diamond, saying that he came into the program a rock, but thanks to the staff at Great Circle, he has been turned into a diamond, and the change will last forever. Eric graduates in May from Columbia Public Schools. He says he looks forward to his future in AmeriCorp, thanks to Great Circle. Daniel Shapiro, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.